Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Reds lost to the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday night, 4-3, the final score at Great American Ballpark. Mike Minor started for Cincinnati. He gave up all four runs in five innings of work as he loses his 10th game of the season. Edmundo Sosa drove in three of those runs for Philly. Michael Papirski drove in the Reds' first two runs with a two-out single in the second. Jake Fraley hit his fourth home run in the eighth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Sam LaCure.
Thanks, Jed. Well, tough one tonight as we welcome back Sam LaCure. Reds fall to the Phillies 4-3, and Sam, Reds were pretty well stymied by Noah Syndergaard. Sometimes you just have to tip your cap to some good pitching on the other side, and that seemed to be the case tonight.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Just watching, you know, we had our little cheat sheet up here, but he was around the edge of the strike zone all night long. He was doing a nice job of mixing in that slow curveball as the game went on. It was mostly that sinker-slider combination that he's kind of been known for. But, yeah, he was really in control of the ball game. After that second inning, the Reds got those couple runs, and they just didn't have much going after that. So Mike Minor, okay, kept him in the ball game, gave him a chance to win. That's kind of been his MO for the year. It's been just not good, just not quite good enough. So that was kind of the case. But, you know, the offense, like you said, stymied.
Kept the Reds in the ball game, kept the Phillies in the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah. Which has been rare for him. That's only the second outing he's had all year without a ball getting out of the ballpark. So he just has had trouble, I feel like, finding this year a complement of pitches that are working all at the same time. Earlier in the game, he was really loving the changeup. Once they started to get onto it, you saw a little more cutter slider. Later in the ball game, he just hasn't had two or three going at any given time, and it's tough to pitch that way in this league.
Reds fall 4-3 to the Phillies. They will try to even the series tomorrow night. Yet back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Reds fall to the Phillies on Monday night at Great American Ballpark. Final score 4-3, and now to the highlights. The Reds got on the scoreboard first on Monday against Philly starter Noah Syndergaard. Albert Almora Jr. doubled to begin the second inning. He moved to third on a Matt Reynolds single. Aristides Aquino then lined out. Jose Barrero struck out, but on the called third strike, Reynolds stole second base. So second and third, two outs, Michael Papirski at the plate.
And Papirski got it off the end of the bat, but lines it softly into center for a hit. Almora's home, right behind him Reynolds, and Michael Papirski comes through with a two-out, two-run single to put the Reds on top 2-0 against Noah Syndergaard and the Phillies.
Mike Minor made the start for the Reds on Monday. He put two batters on base in the first, one more in the second, but kept them off the board. That changed in the third. With two outs, the Phillies had runners on first and second, and former Red Nick Castellanos was at the plate.
Miner comes set, checks back at second base, and now to the plate, the 0-2. And a ground ball left side under the glove of Kyle Farmer, and that's into left field for a base hit. The throw comes to third base. Barrero's there, but sliding in safely ahead of the throw is Real Muto on the RBI single by Nick Castellanos.
After the Castellanos hit, Miner walked Gene Segura. That brought up Edmundo Sosa.
The pitch, and it's a soft liner, broken bat flare over the left side of the infield for a hit. Up throwing left, Fraley, throw to the plate, cut off by Farmer as Castellanos scores right behind Real Muto, and the Phillies have taken a 3-2 lead.
Philly added a run off Miner in the fifth after two were out. Segura doubled. That was followed by another Sosa hit.
Miner home of the 0-1 pitch. And he yanks another one down the left field line. This will drop fair. And it'll rattle around to the left field corner as Fraley digs it out. Segura's home to score as Sosa checks in at second with his second hit of the ball game. Another RBI, his third tonight. And it is 4-2 Phillies.
Miner was finished after five innings, 10 hits, 4 runs earned, a walk, 4 strikeouts, a wild pitch. Ian Jabot took over in the top of the sixth. He loaded the bases thanks to an infield single and a pair of walks, but with Nick Castellanos at the plate, he got out of the jam.
Ian Jabot has the sign. The right-hander is ready. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called. Got him looking. Slider over the outside corner, and Castellanos saying that was outside. But it's called strike three. The inning is over. The Phillies leave them loaded.
Luis Sessa took over on the mound for Cincinnati in the seventh. He was outstanding. He set the Phils down in order in the seventh and in the eighth. Meanwhile, after the Reds scored in the second, Noah Syndergaard really held the Reds in check. He gave up singles in the third, fifth, and seventh, but the Reds couldn't score. That changed in the bottom of the eighth when Jake Fraley led off.
The payoff pitch, and Fraley swings, puts a charge into this one, high and deep to left. It's got a chance. It is gone. Jake Fraley leaves the yard to left. An opposite field home run for Fraley. And it's now a one-run Philly lead, 4-3.
Hunter Strickland pitched the top of the ninth for Cincinnati. He gave up a one-out double to JT Real Muto, but then struck out Castellanos and ended the inning against Gene Segura.
Strickland deals the payoff. Strike three called. Got him looking with a slider over the outside corner. Great pitch from Hunter Strickland. He strikes out Castellanos swinging, Segura looking, both on sliders away.
Sir Anthony Dominguez came on in the bottom of the ninth for Philly. He set the Reds down in order, and that was that. Reds lose it 4-3. Here are the totals. For Philadelphia, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 11 left on base. Cincinnati, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. Syndergaard, the winner, 7-8. Miner, the loser. He falls to 1-10. Dominguez, save number 9. One home run in the game. Jake Fraley, number 4. 2 hours and 53 minutes. 14,635 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Phillies are now 64-51. The Reds, 45-69 with the defeat. Time to hear from Reds manager, David Bell.
What do you think led to some of Mike Miner's problems tonight?
Yeah, used all four of his pitches. He got on a couple rolls where he was pitching well. Had a good four-seamer changeup. If anything, just a couple too many pitches in the middle of the plate. Casty, got ahead, I think it was 0-2, and then just left one over the middle, that was pretty much it. Just maybe it seemed like it's been like that for him too. Just a couple pitches a game have made the difference, and that was the difference tonight.
Syndergaard has reinvented his game basically. What do you think he did tonight to keep you guys for the most part off balance?
He threw strikes. I mean, he got a lot of first pitch outs, which made it easier on him. Really good stuff, but just really pounded the strike zone. We did hit some balls hard right at guys, but that's not to take anything away from him, especially when he's just throwing strikes like that and getting out to give him credit for that. But we did put some good swings on it, and what we did, it was right at guys.
You certainly had some bright spots tonight. You got to be happy with the innings, the bullpen cover tonight. Fraley continues to be hot since coming back, and Farmer just transition to third base has really gone well.
Yeah, Farm's playing really well. And the exciting part is he's going to keep getting better over there as he gets more experience. Jake has, since he's come back, playing with a lot of confidence, having good at-bats, taking aggressive swings. That's great to see. Bullpen, you know, we didn't win tonight's game, but there's been several times now where they just keep us in a game and give us a chance to win. The other day they did kind of, you know, they did give us a chance to win. Tonight we didn't win it, but they did everything they could to give us that opportunity.
Tuesday night, it's game two of the three-game series. Right-hander T.J. Zoik goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA. Right-hander Kyle Gibson will pitch for Philly. He's 7-5, his ERA 4.29. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Phillies beat the Reds 4-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.